I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt, joining us by phone from his winter wonderland hideaway where he is snowed in. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. How are you?
I got a photograph from you on email of your front door with about a foot and a half of snow right up the front.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 foot snow drift
in front of the front door. Well, I'm glad that you're not trying to get out into this madness.
No, I've called a personal snow day.
Okay, sounds good. But luckily, the Pasa Tiempo is out, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, which is the wonderful organization for which you work. So what's going on this weekend, if anybody can get out their front door?
There's actually a ton of art openings. This always happens right before Christmas. I would say probably 20 or 30 just on Friday and Saturday. So I'll just go off and read a few. First, we have over at 8 Modern on Delgado Street, David X. Levine is having a show of his graphite pencil drawings called She Kept Her Heart Parked on a Hill. And I interviewed David earlier last week, and there's a story in today's PASA on page 52. Let's see, what else? We have Mark Navarro Gallery at 520 Canyon Road, Vintage Mexican Silverwork by the late silversmiths Hector Aguilar, Antonio Pineda, and William Spratling. There's a reception tonight at 5 p.m. That's up through December 23rd. There's tons of openings all over town. And like you said, if you can dig yourself out, it's Saturday. New Concept Gallery on Canyon Road is having a group show of small works and winter scenes, which seems appropriate. And there's a reception on Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. Gosh, there's all kinds of openings. Are there any you want to mention?
Well, being the random person that I am who reads things in the order that they came in an email rather than by category, I will say some other things that are going on, and we'll get to art as it comes up. But Somos un Pueblo Unido is having their 15th anniversary celebration tomorrow night. And it's at the New Mexico History Museum. And from 6 to 7, they're having a mariachi event and cocktails and hanging out. And then there's a dinner from 7 to 9. And Luis Alberto Urrea, who's the wonderful author whom we had on this show a while back, talking about Into the Beautiful North, which is a novel, a really great and funny novel about immigration. But it makes it sound all political and polemical. It's just really a great story. Anyway, that's tomorrow night, so it's from 6 to 9 in the evening, and the exhibit there at the museum is called Threads of Memory. For tickets, you can call 424-7832, and Somos un Pueblo Unido is an immigrants' rights organization.
That's great. If you pick up the Pasa Tiempo and read my column, or if you've already heard the news, we have a couple of music venue obituaries to announce. Mike's Music Exchange out in El Dorado is having its last round of concerts this weekend before it closes for a while to restructure as a nonprofit.
Oh, great.
So there is, well, if you go to mikesmusicexchange.com, you can find out what the shows are. I know one of them is Jono Manson is going to be out there singing with Donald Rubenstein on December 19th. And also Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill is going to be doing some restructuring. They'll be closed for a little while. I think there'll be some intermittent concerts there. But the December 17th performance by Boris McCutcheon and the Salt Licks is going to be pretty much their last for a little while anyway. If you go to their website, you can see what concerts have been canceled if you've already purchased tickets. Boris just put out a new album. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. It's on my Christmas list of things to get music lovers in today's sound waves and Pasa Tiempo. So, I know everyone has given these music venues as much support as they could, and, it's tough out there. So if you can make it out, go and support those guys this weekend and let them know that you're gunning for them in the future.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now,
Mike's Music Exchange is great.
Yeah, good. Very important. And live music, what would we be without it? I wish I got out more.
We'd be bored.
Yeah, we'd be just completely electronic in the brain. Let's see. We also have, I want to talk about the artisan market. 50 artists showing at the Santa Fe Farmers Market building every Sunday. And they're having a holiday fair the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. So I guess that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday from 10 to 4. So if you are Christmas shopping, you can make it down to the Farmers Market building and buy locally and support our local arts community at the same time.
Here's a cool thing. This, I think it's actually, it's on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. out at Cerritos Hills State Park. Peter Lipscomb, who is a ranger out there, and he's an astronomer extraordinaire, is going to be doing a, is going to be leading a near full moon walk, and giving tips for observing the lunar eclipse, which happens, I believe, on the 20th. I think
nice.
It starts in Santa Fe. You can start seeing.
Is it a major eclipse? Is it like an almost full eclipse?
It's a total lunar eclipse. It's the only lunar eclipse. A total lunar eclipse this month. We have winter solstice, the lunar eclipse, and there's something else. The way Peter explained it to me is it's a celestial trifecta, and it's the first of it's the only one of its kind until 2094.
Celestial trifecta.
Yeah, celestial trifecta. So the Cerritos Hills State Park is out there off County Road 59, which is near the village of Cerritos. And, you might have to dig yourself out of the driveway to get there. There's a small price per vehicle. If you call 474-0196, you can get more information on that walk. But don't forget to watch the lunar eclipse. It's going to be awesome.
And in the meantime, if you want to make yourself laugh, here's what you do. Go to YouTube and put in the search box Total Eclipse of the Heart literal version and watch it. It is sick. It's so funny. Anyway, that is neither here nor there. Folk Art Market is having a holiday sale as well at the Inn and Spa of Loretto from 10 to 6. They're going to have 2,000 one-of-a-kind handmade gifts to select from, and they're all from Folk Art Market artists, and the proceeds will benefit the folk artists and their cultural traditions, as well as the folk art market itself. So yet another way to go Christmas shopping this weekend.
That's great.
If you do things at the last minute, as I do.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm not even done yet. I was going to do some today, but I don't think
done.
That's going to happen.
Talk about starting.
Moving People Dance has a new holiday show called Once Upon a Snowfall.
Yay.
And it's a new work. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Greer Garson Theater over there at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. I understand that the college is closed for classes today, but this performance will hopefully go on.
Yes.
And there's a performance Saturday at 7:30, and there's another performance Sunday at 2 p.m. So you can catch a matinee. The street should be clear. The traffic won't be as bad. It'll be light out.
Has anybody seen a snowplow?
Has anybody seen a snowplow?
Have you seen a snowplow? Well, you're not even there. I have not yet seen one.
I've seen sand trucks, but I haven't seen any snowplows. Took me an hour and a half to do a 23-minute drive last night.
Yeah, it is odd. I think we need to be a little more like Colorado, because we think it never snows or it melts right away, but it actually, the roads get really dangerous. I skidded last night, and it was really scary. The Lenzig Performing Arts Center presents the National Theater live new production of Hamlet in high definition tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the National Theater, let's see, is that the National Theater of London? Where are they from? Yes, it is. Live performance from Britain's great stages, bringing it to cinemas worldwide. So this high definition live theater, opera, etc., is, I think it's catching on like wildfire.
Like wildfire.
Wildfire. We know about that. Anyway, that's happening at the Lenzig.
There are certain traditions that happen every year, and we have the Young Native Artists Arts and Crafts Sale that's happening in the John Gaw Meme Room at the Palace of the Governors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday, that is also from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's no charge to get in. And just take the Washington Avenue entrance to get in there at the John Gaw Meme Room and show your support for the Podal Artists kids, who always do some awesome work. There's a winter solstice labyrinth walk from 2 to 4 p.m. on Milner Plaza up there at the Museum of International Folk Art. And you can call 983-9747 to get more info on that.
Santa Fe Pro Musica performs a Baroque Christmas on December 19th, what is that, Sunday, I guess, at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then the 21st through the 24th at 6 and 8, and then you get Christmas off, and then the 26th at 6 and 8. And so, let's see, music of Rameau, music of Vivaldi, music of Bach, music of Telemann, all sorts of good things, and Christmas carols. And so check out Santa Fe Pro Musica. Wonderful music, wonderful concert. SantaFePromusica.com.
Here's some more concerts coming up. On Monday, the Santa Fe Concert Band is holding its annual holiday music concert at 7 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center over there on West San Francisco Street. There's no tour charge for that, and there's a story in today's PASA on page 34. Also, carols and lullabies. The Santa Fe Desert Chorale presents Renaissance music, Baroque motets for double choir, and original compositions and arrangements of holiday favorites at 8 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi on Monday. And that starts at 8 p.m. You can go over to the Lenzic box office at ticketsantafe.org and find out more info on that. Again, there's a story in today's Pasatiempo.
And Joe Hayes will be speaking and signing books at Clearlight Book Gallery tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the Drepung Losaling monks, whom we had on the air not too long ago, and Santa Fe Tibetans will give a benefit performance of sacred music and dance tomorrow, Saturday, at James A. Little Theater. You can get tickets at the door. And it's always great to have the monks. We always have them in here every year, and they come into the cafe, and they do that deep, profound bass throat singing. I love it.
If you want, here's something else that's profound. It's happening on Saturday at 9, I believe. No, Friday at 9, Saturday at 8:30, the Jewel Box Cabaret Ho Ho Holiday Show, the Silver Starlight Lounge over there at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe on Rodeo Road, is presenting a burlesque drag show. There are tickets available for that if you call 428-7781. And proceeds from this are benefit the Food Depot, which is Northern New Mexico's food bank. Fairly important in this time of food insecurity.
Indeed.
To get people fed and shelves stocked over there. So go check that out if you're a drag lover like me. I'm gonna try and make a show, probably Saturday, since I don't plan on leaving the house today.
Excellent.
Santa Fe Women's Ensemble is presenting its holiday concert at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at Loretto Chapel. Love that chapel. You can get tickets by calling 954-4922. You can also get more information by going to sfwe.org.
And tonight at 7:30, the group Round Mountain is playing at Gig, which is at 1808 2nd Street in Santa Fe. That's at 7:30.
Ah! I'm a book nerd. I like books. Museum of Spanish Colonial Art is having its book sale daily until all books are sold, starting on Saturday, I believe. Is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. over there on Museum Hill, 750 Camino Lejo. If you just go over there to the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art, you can pick up some good stuff. They're closed Christmas Eve, Mary Charlotte, so you're going to have to get in a little bit earlier if you want to get some books.
Well, I'm closed Christmas Eve, too.
You're closed Christmas Eve? Oh, that's true. Christmas Eve Day.
Christmas Eve is Friday. It's a week from today. And Rob DeWalt, sorry, you will not be here. I will actually be doing, not quite closed, but doing Christmas music with Craig Smith. We're going to be just doing all kinds of Christmas music from middle-aged medieval Gregorian chant to the present.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, I should mention that Carols and Lullabies concert that the Santa Fe Desert Chorale is doing at the Cathedral Basilica, there's also a performance tonight at 8 p.m., just
to
let you know.
Yeah, wonderful to hear music at the cathedral, particularly at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yes.
Go ahead.
Good to know you. Okay, poetry reading, Saturday, tomorrow, in the lovely boondocks of El Rito. Poems and stories by Anne Valley Fox, Tom Ireland, Renee Gregorio, and John Brandy. tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th of December, from 3 to 5 at the El Rito Public Library.
Cool.
Yeah.
The performances continue of 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks over at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Yes.
It's a comedy. It's fairly uplifting. If you want to go, you can go to santafeplayhouse.org and see what dates there are. You can call 988-4262, which is the box office, and get more information and dates and stuff like that, tickets and all that good stuff. What else? Santa Fe Christmas, the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra, of course, is having a Christmas Delight show at 3 p.m. at the Lenzic on Sunday. And there's going to be a pre-concert lecture at 3 p.m. The concert's at 4. If you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can get more information. A lot of these concerts are covered in the Paso Tiempo. If you go to page 34, you can read up on what's going to be on the bill there. So,
yet another holiday event. Open house, open studio sale and celebration today and tomorrow from 10 to 5. It's Tina Davila and her pottery, and it's 933 Nicole Place. Call 986-9856 for directions. She sells beautiful pottery with chickens, ravens, hummingbirds, cats, bunnies, and coyotes.
Whoa.
It looks kind of like, not quite, but kind of like Beatrix Potter, which I love. It's good.
Yeah, that's a lot of animals there.
That's a lot of animals.
London's
They're not
National
all on the
Theater.
Same mug.
London's National Theater in HD, Hamlet, is on Friday at 7 p.m. over at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
And you can go to ticketsantafe.org to find more info on that. Did you already mention Mary McGinnis?
No, please do.
The poet is going to be reading from her work at 7 p.m. Tonight at Chato Contemporary Art, which is on West San Francisco Street. I believe it's 112 West San Francisco Street in Plaza Mercado. And call 699-1560. You can find out more info on that. Here's a good shopping if you can get there. Pueblo of Tsuki's Flea Market is continuing through December. It's north of Santa Fe off U.S. 84-285. You can go there. They have the Artisan's Market at the Farmer's Market, all kinds of great places to go for late holiday shopping.
I just got something from Gordon's Concerts, and the same people who produced the Los Alamos County Summer Concert Series, they're producing 2 special performances by the Golden Dragon Acrobats of China at the Duane Smith Auditorium, also known as Los Alamos High School Auditorium, tomorrow at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening. The shows are fundraisers to help finish paying for 2010 and start getting funds for the 2011 Los Alamos County Summer Series. And it's a great series that they do up there in Los Alamos. And I've never seen them, but I would bet you a serious amount of money that the Golden Dragon Acrobats of China are crazy awesome.
They are crazy awesome.
Are
I've
they?
I've seen them, and they are
You
crazy.
Have? You've seen them?
Yes. Yeah, I saw them at the Lenzic, I believe.
Wow.
So
you see, Rob DeWalt says it. Go ahead.
No, the New Mexico Artisans Market, the one that happens at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion.
Yes.
The opening night of the holiday market is Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., and it's continuing daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. through Tuesday, December 21st. So it's not just a Saturday thing. It's going to be running through the middle of that week. So you could go by and pick up some goodies or pick up some craftables
yes.
for your loved ones.
Don Curry, Pete Springer, Andy Prim playing today and tomorrow at La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda. Mark your calendars, 8 to 11. And,
now, that's a celestial trifecta right there.
Is that a celestial trifecta?
That's a celestial rock and roll trifecta right there.
And as it says here, and I'm not going to read the whole list, but featuring classic songs of Tom Petty, David Bowie, The Beatles, Journey, Randy Newman, Simon & Garfunkel, Steely Dan, Moody Blues, Muddy Waters, Johnny Rivers, and so many more.
Yeah, they're sort of like I would call them the best musical mimics in town. They can basically they do covers, but it's more of a tribute. They really get into what they do. And
nice.
it's a sight to behold.
Excellent.
I already mentioned that. New Mexico I'm sorry. I lost my place. From Confusion to Enlightenment, Steps in Inner Evolution. Oh, did you already talk about that?
I thought that one was passed.
Oh, I thought that was on Monday.
Oh.
Maybe it's a mistake. You never know.
I think it was on last Monday.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, I went over there the other day to Surrett & Sons, where the same Tibetan monks that we were talking about who are doing their performance tomorrow night, they are doing their sand mandala at Surrett & Sons. Have you ever seen them do that, sand mandala?
Huh?
They make it look so easy, and it is so hard. It takes so much concentration, and they're making this beautiful mandala. When I went over there a couple days ago, they'd finished the whole inner part, and it expands out. So it's probably, well, it's hard to estimate, but maybe a quarter done or something like that. And it's of course beautiful, and they take just grain by grain of sand and they put down and they make this mandala. And I was thinking about it the other day, because when we talked to them, they're not referring to a picture. They know it in their heads. They know how to do this whole thing. It's just sick. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm an impatient person, but I can sit there and watch them for hours, you know.
Yep, exactly. And there are people there. There was a woman there who was kind of meditating, and there are just people watching and people going in and out. And they also, another holiday thing, they've got stuff for sale there to benefit their monastery. And you can also sponsor a Tibetan student, because, of course, Tibetans in exile in India are trying to maintain their religious and secular culture and language and things like that, so people can sponsor the education of a student who is keeping up those traditions in India in exile.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. There's on Tuesday, the 21st, the Santa Fe Opera is presenting Young Voices at Panessi. That's at 6:30 p.m., sorry, on Tuesday the 21st over on Panessi, which is on West Francisco Street. A little Santa Fe Opera in the off-season. Never hurt anybody. You can go and check that out. Yeah, there's all kinds of live music to see. We have a bunch of great bands. You know, I think it's important in light of these two venues closing to go out and support your local musicians and your local venues as much as you can. And so if you go to the calendar in Paso Tiempo, you can find all sorts of great music to give to your ears for Christmas.
To give to your ears.
That's right.
Let's talk about the screen. The screen is the wonderful movie theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And the producer of the film Hoop Dreams has made a movie, and it's called Journey from Zanskar. The Dalai Lama has instructed two monks from Zanskar's Stongde Monastery to do everything in their power to ensure that the Buddhist roots of Zanskari culture are preserved through education. The monks are building a school to educate the children from surrounding villages in their own language, culture, and history, just like we were talking about. Anyway, it's kind of like a race against the clock, and the film covers walking through a 17,000-foot pass, and these children are on, you know, ages 4 to 12. But it's basically a remarkable and heroic journey, and that opens tonight at the screen.
You know, here's a film that I got to recommend. It's a Finnish sort of horror comedy called Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. And I think it opens today, tonight, over at CCA Cinematheque. Have you heard of this film yet?
Yes. In fact, they sent me a screener of it. I meant to watch it last night, and I was just too tired. But it's supposed to be a really, really good film. I'm going to try to review it, but yeah, tell us when and where and all of that.
Well, I don't know. The when would be, you would have to call the theater for various show times, but it's at CCA Cinematheque, and it's not for the kids who love Santa Claus. Let's just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
There are some old Scandinavian folklore, some old folk tales about Santa Claus and who he really is. And
so you've screened it.
Yes, I screened it and I reviewed it in today's Paso Tiempo.
Oh, good.
So you can get info on that, but it's scary. Lots of naked elves. Let's just put it that way. Not for the kids.
But it's a Christmas tale. So it's a Christmas tale for adults and people with a sense of humor and who don't mind slightly scary movies.
Yes. And
I mean, it's not super scary, is it?
No, it's not. It's not really scary. It's just weird in the vein of like I compare it to John Carpenter's The Thing. That kind of mood and the vast expanse of, you know, a wintry sort of isolated place, and things go horribly wrong, and there's just a quiet panic that just sort of is painted over everything.
Right, right.
And so I recommend. I gave it 2.5 chilies. You know, there was it was a little bit of exposition that didn't happen that should have.
You're a tough critic.
I am a tough critic.
You're a tough critic. Ladies and gentlemen, when Rob DeWalt gives it 2.5 chilies, anybody else would have given it 3.5. No grade inflation with Rob DeWalt.
No comment. That's right. I don't grade on a curve.
You do not.
Not when it comes to film anyway. So but that's a holiday film that I recommend, especially for Grinches.
For Grinches. Whoa, yeah. Here comes the music. Well, I guess that's all for now. We will be back in the new year. And won't be here on Christmas Eve, but we will be with Craig Smith talking about Christmas music. Rob DeWalt, have a wonderful holiday, and we will see you in the new year. And thanks for being with us, Speaking of the Arts.
Thank you, and stay safe out there, everybody.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to George Weston for engineering today. He's sitting in for Mary Lynn LeBlanc, who is also snowed in somewhere. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Hasta la vista. Ciao.